Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to a Monday night edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man show, live here for Monday, April 9th. Yes, it is April 9th. However, outside, it does not feel like April 9th. Right now, it's supposed to be about 51, 52 degrees or so normally. And most of it, for the most part, these last 8, 9, 10 days, generally, we have not been out of the 30s. We have not been out of the 30s, generally speaking, so... Someone get on that, please. Get to praying. Okay. We got warm weather coming soon. Some 50s and that. We got some 50s coming. So that'll be a good start. And so... you can get your hope on, get your faith on with it. Hopefully we'll be able to get some warm weather coming, which I am really hoping for, as it'll really be a nice thing for us to have. The warm weather will be, that is. And we're so to have you with us, wherever you may be, accessing this show from. Whether you be at home or on the road somewhere, you know, wherever you may be. And we're just believing that somehow, we are just believing that somehow we can be of hope to you tonight. And that's what we're believing for. Okay. So, tonight is Monday night. And generally, on Monday, it is a McMonday, which means that prior to the show, I'll eat some stuff at McDonald's. Generally, that consists of some kind of sandwich or something, fries, and a... excuse me, let me say it the right way, which consists of either a sandwich or chicken or something like that, an order of America's favorite fries, and a Coca-Cola with no ice, the world's best beverage ever. So, you're thinking, what did I have? What did you have tonight, Miracle Man? Well, I had a 10-piece chicken McNuggets. You're thinking, well, what about the Tigers scoring 6 and getting nuggets? Well, they haven't started that yet. I don't know if they're going to do it this year or not. I really hope they do. But they have not yet. Besides that, the Tigers did not score 6 runs last night. They did score 1, but not 6. And they're not going to give away 1 nugget because they don't have a little container small enough for that. So, you know, I had 10-piece nugget, chicken McNugget, and an order, medium order of America's favorite fries. As McDonald's does have a deal going on right now with the app that if you get a 10-piece nugget, you can get a medium fry for free. But it is limited to one order per week. I just used it. And it's only available on mobile ordering. And mobile ordering is actually a pretty cool system. And so how it works is I can be leaving somewhere. Could be leaving my house. I could be at my house doing it. I could be, you know, running errands and then or whatever on my way here to do the show. Or you can be, we'll use you guys as an example. You can be out going around running errands when you decide, you know, some McDonald's really does sound good. So if you have the app on your phone, you open up the McDonald's app. If you registered on the app, you know, if you registered and gave your email and that, then you get notified when deals become available. But there is, I mean, they ask for your email and that, but they don't necessarily email you the offers. You open the app, you go to the home button, then you go to the deals button, and then it'll show you the deals that are available in your area. For example, in this area here, you can get, like I just talked about, the free medium fries. But on the show, we call them America's favorite fries, purchase of 10-piece nuggets. And then for this particular order, it says offer only available on mobile and pay. And there is a button for add this deal to mobile order. So you do that. And then you hit another button, and you can select the sauce for your McNuggets. And I had this evening I had ranch, creamy ranch. And listen, I know ranch has more calories in it than any of the other sauces, but in my mind, it just might be the best sauce. It's not as sweet as barbecue, you know, what have you, but for me, ranch just hits the spot. And it's probably the best one to dip in your fries, too. To dip your fries into as well. And so I got that. I get the medium fry. Was $1.99, now free. And then my Coca-Cola. So delicious. Yep. And so I had that. And 10-piece chicken McNuggets here at McDonald's, and it is some good stuff, and McDonald's says, I'm loving it. Now is a promotion for them. You can stop by McDonald's to enjoy any size soft drink for just $1. Prices and participation may vary. Tax extra. See store for details. and no offer needed in order to use that one. You don't have to do mobile order and pay. You don't have to open the deals tab. Nope. That Coke is just a dollar. Any size soda, just $1. I can also get a McChicken for a dollar. A long time ago, small fries used to be a dollar. Man, I wish McDonald's would get back on that. There's no reason why they can't do that. Or like they used to, put the medium on it. I don't think it'd be a bad idea. So, anyhow, I'm here at McDonald's on 4925 Eastman Avenue in Midland, just north of Saginaw Road. And we're on the left-hand side of the road if you're coming north, right-hand side if you're coming south along Eastman. And we're inside here. I'd like to remind you, though, that this Eastman Avenue McDonald's, for me in this show, this is just my temporary spot. They've been doing work at 1711 South Saginaw. And I love that McDonald's a lot. It's been my favorite McDonald's since childhood, other than the one in the mall, which sadly closed. But when that building reopens, I'm going to be moving back over to 1711 South Saginaw, which is across the road from Kmart. It's nice and close to my house, and it's my favorite McDonald's. Plus, I'm sitting in the back. You don't hear all this crazy beeping and stuff, which I usually wouldn't mind. But so, anyhow, it's all good. So, plan for tonight. Tonight, we're going to be continue delving into God's children with Moses and Aaron. We're going to read some on that. Then we're going to look at Hebrews 11. And then folks, scratch the Moses and Aaron for tonight. I just heard God telling me that we're supposed to read from James chapter 1 tonight. And James 2. As I feel like there's some things in there that God would like me to speak on. One of the things is patience, which I taught the kids about, the 5 and 6 year olds at church last night. I taught them about it. But there's some things in there that can relate to all of us and our faith walk and our lives in general. yes, I am going to read Hebrews 11, though, as we normally do. But the Lord wants me to look at James chapter 1 as well as chapter 2 in addition to that. And there's some things in there about patience. My version calls it perseverance, but so what? Patience and perseverance. John means the same thing. And when we talk about patience tonight, there's a couple things in there. And there's some things in there that can apply to all of us. And so, yes, Lord, I will do that. And so, we're going to do that. Then I'm going to tell, while I'm doing the exhorting and what have you, I'm going to tell you guys something that one of the elders told me yesterday about something. This applies, he was talking directly to me when he said this, but I think this can apply to all of us. There was something he was telling me when I was up there getting prayer, you know, believing for my healing manifestation to come forth. And there's something I want to say regarding that. It's a little nugget. I'm just telling you right now so that I don't forget to do it. Also, we have a Tigers series update based on the last series the Tigers played. The Tigers are actually playing right now. So later, in a bit when we get to that point, I'm going to call on my assistant to look up a score as to what is going on in that game, so I can give you a most up to the minute when that time comes. And then we have Pistons update, Red Wings update. Red Wings and what I think they need to do, as they did play their last game on Saturday. And so, that generally is the plan today. So if you're just joining, to summarize quickly, the planned Bible reading for tonight is James chapter 1 and James chapter 2, Hebrews 11, and then the first two verses of Hebrews chapter 12. Then I'm going to exhort based on what I'm reading, what we read tonight, as well as tell you a nice golden nugget that a minister told me. And I think we can all apply this. And then sports, Red Wings, Pistons, Tigers. So, with that, those of you who have been listening to the show faithfully for quite a long while now. You could bear with me for just a moment. As we explain how this works to our new listeners, as we believe God, our show is growing. And when you're growing, you know, you have to explain some things. Now, for those of you who have family members, co-workers, friends, maybe you've told them about the show. Maybe you have not told them, told anybody about the show. You should tell people about the show. It's amazing. And it's about people's souls. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to tell you what you can tell these people. You know, like if they're interested. What you tell them is this. They may ask you, you know, so I've heard that you've been listening to this awesome online radio show. You know, what's it called? What does it do? What does it curtail? Well, the show is called The Preacher Man and the Miracle Man. I'm the Miracle Man. Preacher Man will often call in, listen in, or talk, or whatever. And I always tell him, you know, how awesome Coke is and how it's the best drink ever. However, he always decides to come in and he tells me, you know, Dr. Pepper's the best. One time he said, you know, because I figured you were going to say that, I do happen to have a nice big 2-liter of Dr. Pepper right here in my truck. As he's a truck driver. So he had Dr. Pepper. As he thinks Dr. Pepper is the best drink in the world. But I think Coke's the best soft drink. That is regular Coke, Cherry Coke, and Vanilla Coke. Any one of them. As I really enjoy all three. But what you can tell the listeners, I mean, what you can tell the prospective listeners is how they can connect. And it's really simple what you tell them. You tell them that you tell them, so you can go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that is blogtalkradio.com, all one word. And then you will see a search bar. Once you log on to the website, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. Okay, that's Upfront Entertainment. After you type that in, you'll see a link. And here's what this link does. This is a link to our channel's called Living Large. So it's a link to Live and Large. And that's our channel. And then you can hit the play button so you can stream with us. We have done approximately 120 episodes now. Me and Preacher Man. And we got a lot of great things on there that we've done. And hey, there's a follow button you can hit. And what's going to happen when you hit that follow button is you're going to get notified whenever we're getting ready to do a show. For example, tomorrow night at 6:30 or so, we're going to do another show here from this location. Wednesday night, we're going to do another show. And you'll get notified. If you just hit that follow button, that'll let you follow the show. You'll get notified when we're getting ready to go live. And here is something we always say. We say it because we mean it, and we strongly believe this. It is always a smart thing, very smart thing, to listen to this program, to follow this program on your smart phone, your smart device, your laptop, your Apple Watch, your iPhone, Android, anything that can connect to the internet. You know? You got the internet? There's good stuff on there, there's bad stuff. Why not use it for something good? Like listening to us, listening to me. Because I'm going to believe, I'm going to bring the word of God. And I believe the Bible, and I believe the whole Bible. And I don't water it down. And one thing we look to do is to change the world through faith and radio. What that means is, like, I'll be talking about faith, you know, and I use Blog Talk Radio as the means to do that. And that is through talking to you, my listeners. And so, it's a cool thing. Also, we have another awesome way that you can join on with us. I mean, that you can engage with us. You can call into the show and actually speak to me, the Miracle Man. And we can talk about basically anything you want to talk about. We can pray. We can talk about sports. We can talk about the Bible. You can ask me a Bible question. Maybe for a verse address or run something past me. You know, what does God think about this? What does God think about that? And I'm going to tell you where I have verses that tell me specifically, and I know what they are, I will tell you. I'm going to try to give you as clear of a fact as I can as far as what God thinks. But we can talk about that. We can talk about sports. We do have one exception, though, which I will get to right after I give you this telephone number. The telephone number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. And then, after you call in, you listen for the prompts. When you get prompted to press 1, then you can press 1. Then you'll be taken through a call screener. After you go through the call screener, then you'll be brought on live to the show. and we can talk, we can pray. We could sing a song if you want. We have one exception. This show is not a political talk show. That's right. This show is not a political talk show. We don't necessarily believe that talking about politics here breeds life, and we try to be uniters, not dividers. I want to be a uniter, not a divider. So that's why I don't talk politics on the show. And what's going to happen if you want to talk politics is this. I'm not just going to hang up on you or anything mean like that, but I am going to tell you to pray for your leaders that have authority over you, as the Bible tells us to do. The Bible tells us to pray for those who have authority over us, even if we don't like them. Yeah, I don't like Donald Trump. Well, if you live in America, he's your president. And last year, people were still in denial, you know, and saying, no, not my president. Well, if you live in the United States, he's your president, whether you voted for him or not. And it's your biblical responsibility to pray for your leaders to have authority over you. That includes not just the president, but your senators, your national senators, your National House of Representatives to Congress that represent you, your state senator, your state rep, township government or city government, those people, your mayor, your state governor, biblically we're required to pray for them, whether we like them or not. And so that's what we're going to tell you to do. We're also going to tell you to vote, as it is our responsibility, it's our Christian responsibility to vote, you know, for the candidates that best represent us. And can best represent our God. And so that's what's going to happen if you want to talk about politics. Now, if you want to talk about, we have one more rule. Neither of these two are to be hostile. They're to just help us have a good quality show. And this other rule is that this show is a family show. It's family friendly. We try to keep it family friendly. So we ask that you keep generally your comments, your topics, whatever you want to say, you know. Keep it appropriate for all ages. And I'm not going to get into all exactly what that means tonight, but let's just keep it appropriate, our comments and what have you, appropriate for all ages. And so, with that, let's pray open up with a word of prayer before we open the Bible for a little while tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Jesus, for this evening. I thank you, Lord, for these listeners who have come on to listen to the show. I thank you, Lord God, that they have an ear to listen and a heart to receive of your word, Father. And I thank you, Lord God, that they will take this word to heart as we go into the word, and that they would be doers, not hearers only. And I thank you that you just bless our time tonight. Bless my lips. Anoint them. And Lord, I give you permission to interrupt me anytime you want to during the show, as you did earlier, Lord God, and I welcome that. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon the show and upon these listeners. And Lord God, I confess over this show right now, live on the air, that money, finances come to the show, listeners come to the show, and I mean an increase of listeners, a great increase of listeners, great listeners, finances come, listeners come, sponsors come on board to help us, and great new equipment comes, Lord God, that we have the best equipment possible, Lord God, to help us have a great show. And I just thank you that you're in charge of the show. You are in charge. And that you help us to do your work, Lord. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before we open up the Word of God, let me just tell you guys something that Pastor has been really harping on hard for the last about 7 months. Folks, this show is not just about me, the Miracle Man, sitting here in a McDonald's, drinking a soda, reading the Bible, exhorting on the Bible, talking about sports, having fun, you know, talking about some food sometimes, or telling you a story that I think is kind of cool. You know, having fun together. That's all a great part of the show, but ultimately, it's about participating in the Word, in our time in the Word, in our time with God. As ultimately, one of the key goals for the show is for us to know God better. For one. And one way to help with that for you guys is this. When I read and open the Bible and study the Word, as I'm going to do in basically 60 seconds, when I open the Bible, you open the Bible and read from where I tell you to turn to. Follow along with us. When I pray, you pray. Praise God, if I sing tonight, whether it be in the spirit or a regular song, you sing. And that's how you're going to get the most out of tonight, this time in the Word, is by participating. As participation is important. And that's how you're going to get the most out of it, is by participating. So with that, let's open our Bibles to the book of James chapter 1. Hallelujah. All right, James chapter 1. And we're going to see what God has to say through James. As I said last week, I'm not a pastor, but Dr. Buckley has said live from his pulpit, that there are two sounds that a pastor loves the most. Pages turning in the Bible and checks being ripped out of checkbooks. Yes, pastors love that. Amen. And so, with that, let's start with James chapter 1. We're going to start right from verse 1. This first verse is just the greeting, but still cool to read nonetheless. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. That's right, your faith's going to be tested. Your faith is going to be tested. It's going to be tested. Stuff's going to happen. Perseverance or patience must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete. No, mature doesn't mean older. That you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe, and he can't doubt. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. I don't want to be like that. That should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, and a double-minded man is unstable in everything he does. The brother in humble circumstances, he ought to take pride in his high position. One who is rich should take pride in his high position. One who is which should take pride in his low position, because he will pass away like a wild flower. Sun rises with scorching heat, and it withers the plant. Its blossom falls, and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away even while he goes about his business. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Praise God. That's me. I hope that's you too. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted to evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and he is enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, it gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. Oh, I'd love to preach on that for a long time, but time does not permit me to do that tonight. But I will exhort briefly after I'm done with these chapters. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not murderly listen to the world and so deceive yourselves. Do not murderly listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, he goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man that looks intently under the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard or read, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. Yes, he will. And if anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts, pure and faultless, is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Oh boy, as I said a minute ago, I would love to just tear apart chapter one. Time, however, does not permit me to do that. Wow. Time is flying. We got to go. We got to go. So let's go straight to James chapter 2. Right now, James chapter 2. My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, do not show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but you say to the poor man, "You stand right there," or "Sit on the floor by my feet," and you discriminated against yourselves and becoming judges of evil thoughts. Listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have insulted the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? And are they not the ones who are dragging you, not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him to whom you belong? Verse 8, if you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and you are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point of breaking all of it. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." If you do not commit adultery, but you murder somebody, you have become a lawbreaker. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom. Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Thank you, Jesus. What good is it, my brother, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Let's pay attention. Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but he does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? That same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, another version says faith without works is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do." And believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that. And they shudder. And foolish man do not, the foolish do not want evidence that faith without deeds is useless. Just not our ancestor Abraham considered righteousness for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar. You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is justified by what he does and not just by faith. In the same way, just not even Rahab, the prostitute, considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction. As the body without is dead, the faith without deeds is dead. All right. Let's see. Wait a minute. Come on. All right. Now, God wanted me to read that because I felt like God wanted me to talk on perseverance, or patience, I should say. You know, when I was talking to the kids last night, me and my dad were back there in the children's center and at Lingwood, and we're talking to the kids, and they're giving us examples of patience and impatience. You like, you know, the line stuff, waiting in line, the stuff about waiting for your mom to get the food to be prepared. I know, I did that when I was little too. But ultimately, I'm going to tell you the definitions of patience as we told these kids. Patience is waiting with a good attitude. And if you don't want to wait and you're already in a hurry and you're in just such a hurry, whether it be to get somewhere, or whether I want that miracle tonight, and I want that manifestation to happen tonight, and I'm going to do something if it doesn't happen tonight, or tomorrow, or the next day, or whatever. That's having a bad attitude. You decide to wait, but You know, and it is dragged on, but you're not really having a good attitude about the waiting. That's not good either. You got to have a faith. You got to wait with a good attitude. And that's really important that you're waiting with a good attitude. This leads me right now into that thing that minister told me yesterday morning. He told me, you know, Because I went up there to Big Mike. That's what our church family calls one of our ministers, is Big Mike. And so he asked me, you know, what are you believing for today? And I said, I'm believing for my healing to be made manifest. I used to say, you know, I'm believing for my healing to come. You know, I'm believing for my body to be whole. And I was told, you know, your healing has happened. It just needs to be made manifest. And so I said that, you know. And then he said, yesterday morning he said, God told me, he basically says, now Rivers, I've been praying about you this week, and God told me something. And then I say, okay. And then Brother Mike says, you know, God told me that when you told me that you saw some flashes of light, that you felt flashes of light, that was the manifestation happening. And that the rest of it's going to come forth. And he said, the devil's trying to stop it from coming forth, but you can't let him. And then he also told me, you know, keep coming up here. But instead, say, you know, to whatever minister prays for me, I'm wanting you to thank God with me that my healing has came, and that it's going to spring forth in my body in the name of Jesus. I think it's something that we can all do if we're that close. Like, we can all do that. If we're believing for finances, if we're believing for businesses, if we're believing for all kinds of stuff, that we can just thank God for what he's done and thank God for what's coming, as opposed to looking in the natural and saying, it hasn't come yet. I can't see yet. My right ear is still deaf. You know, I still got da, 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 da. That's called doubt and unbelief. And a doubter is like that person who's just thrown around in the sea. You're just out there in the ocean. You went too far. You're just being thrown around all over the place. And don't be a doubter. Don't be a doubter. Like I said, I would love to rip this apart completely and delve further into this. And there's a lot of great things in here. There's some faith stuff in here. There's some stuff on sin in here in that reading that I did. So I'm going to come back to this. And I think I might come back to this, some of this tomorrow, as I feel like there's some more that should be said about this. So I'm going to come back to this tomorrow, because there's some really good, important things in here that God wants me to say and talk about, I feel like. And so I'm going to obey God. I'm going to obey God. And So, Lord God, I thank you for these people. Thank you for this time of the Word. I thank you, Lord God, that we read about patience tonight and persevering. We read that we have to have faith and have works. Along with the other stuff we read about. I thank you, Lord God, that we're going to take this stuff to heart, Lord God. And we're going to come back and deal with some of this stuff tomorrow. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you deal with us. You convict us. You help us in life. And in these areas, and in our Christian walk, as we look to be more and more like you, Lord. And thank you for these listeners right now. But any one of them who does not know you will find you right now where they sit. Or that they call me right now and give their life to Christ as I want to help them. And thank you, Lord God, that they will find you, my dear Jesus. That they will find you and will live for you the rest of their days of their life. And I just thank you, Lord, for this time, the time we had in the Word tonight. And I give you glory and honor and praise for the Word tonight and for you working within us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, delve into the world of Word of Sports. Hey, Josh, can you look up the Tiger score as the game is in progress? Josh? I am going to tell you about the Tigers based on this weekend, and we'll give you an update if I find him or what the score happens to be right now of tonight's game. So this weekend, the Tigers went to Chicago, and they swept the White Sox. 3-0, including a game yesterday in which the Tigers win 1-0 off of a great quality start, 6-inning start by first name, but his last name is Fires. He pitched 6 innings of 3-hit baseball and giving up no runs at all. And he gave us a great quality game yesterday. One of the things to note, I think, that might have helped keep the offense down is how cold it's been right now here in the middle of the country. And I kind of teased earlier about, playing for the warmer weather, but I think it is true that I do feel like cold weather does tend to keep offense at bay. It is proven that when it's really, really, really warm outside, that the ball tends to travel farther, which means that it's easier to hit more home runs when it's warmer. And so, once again, 1-0 Tigers. yesterday. And your winning pitcher is Fires. Tonight, the Tigers are in Cleveland. Game time began at 6:05. You can listen to the game on AM 790 WSGW, as well as on 104.9 FM WQBX in this local area. In other areas, check your local listings. Now tomorrow, of course, I will give you an update on what happened tonight. Now, Pistons. Pistons were 1-2 since Wednesday night. Wednesday night, they lost to Philadelphia 110-98. That loss did eliminate the Pistons from the playoffs. For the second year in a row, they will not be in the playoffs. I think Stan Van Gundy has done a decent job, but I think it's time for a new coach. I'll delve into that a little bit more tomorrow, I think. Red Wings. They finished off the season last night, Saturday night, with a loss. And they had a loss. Forgot who they lost to, but they end the season with a losing record for the second year in a row. And in addition, they were unable to make the playoffs. I think the Red Wings need to get some good draft picks and sign some good players in free agency. I think a new coach could help a bit. And I just think the Red Wings need some help so that they can get back to their old way of winning and making the playoffs on a yearly basis, which the Red Wings had been doing since 1991 or 92 up until, last season when they missed it the first time. But this year, they missed the playoffs again. And I do think there needs to be some personnel changes with the Red Wings. I also think I did realize that I do have a little bit more time, so I am going to spend a couple brief moments on the Pistons. Now tonight they do play one of their final games. No, maybe tomorrow night that is. Last night, the Pistons lost to the Memphis Grizzlies by a score of 130-118. Very high-scoring affair. And they lost to the Grizzlies? Come on! The Grizz were one of those teams who had like an 18-game losing streak earlier this year. And they lose to the lowly Grizz. In Memphis, I imagine. In Memphis. I think they forgot to eat their biscuits and gravy before they played them. Before they played Memphis. And they forgot to eat something. They forgot to do something. And so maybe they just forgot to pray. But they lost. They did win on Friday, though, Chicago. But Stan Van Gundy did help to advance the team, and they got some better players under his leadership. and that, and he was good as a coach for a time, but I think it's time for the Pistons to take some steps forward. To do that, I think the Pistons need to say, Stan, you did a decent job. You helped move us forward a bit. We want to go a different direction now. We want a new coach. We'd like to keep most of our same players, though. Maybe, but we'd like to get a different coach. As Blake Griffin been a good part of this season when he's been healthy and was a good contributor. Andre Drummond, the double-double man. Lots of double-doubles this year, and he's been fun to watch. But I think it's time for the Pistons and Red Wings both look for new coaches. Just like how the Tigers have a new coach this year. And the Lions with Matt Patricia. So in the 2017-2018 sports year, for the first time in many, 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 many years, no Detroit professional team made a playoff round. I really think this is the first time in my lifetime that that happened. I really do. I really do. And to me, that's quite crazy. And if the Pistons and Red Wings both get rid of their head coaches before June 30th, then this will have been the first time that in one sports year is something that I came up with. And it's the idea that a year of sports goes from July 1st to June 30th. And what makes me think of this is that two sports, basketball and hockey, their finals wrap up in June. And then in June, MLB, Major League Baseball, is working towards the midpoint of their season. And generally by June 30th, they will be pretty close to the halfway point, done with the season. Generally about halfway done by June 30th. And NFL, by June 30th, they're starting to have a few more mini camps, possibly some training camps, and then they have July. They start to ramp up maybe some more practices in July. And then once you get to August, about a week and a half into August, you have your first preseason game. And so that's what gives me the idea of a sports year that lasts from July 1st until June 30th. And since July 1st, since this past June 30th, so it started with July 1st, the Tigers got rid of their coach, the previous coach, Brad Ausmus, and now they have Ron Gardenhire. And the Lions got rid of Jim Caldwell and replaced him with Matt Patricia. And I think it is very possible that the Red Wings and Pistons will both get rid of their head coaches before we get deep into the summer, before July 1st even, I think. And so this will be the first time, it would be the first time in a very long time that all four teams in Detroit will have changed coaches. And this is Detroit. Detroit's come a long ways. Detroit's the only city to have all four teams in downtown Detroit playing. Try to get them, at least a couple of them, winning again. Yes. I want to see Detroit be a city where teams are great. People want to come down and watch a game. They want to go to the restaurants and have a nice meal. They want to be able to walk around, feel safe, and have a good time. Detroit's coming along. There's more work to be done. I just want to see Detroit do well in terms of itself as a city, as and as a downtown area, and a city as a whole, as well as sports-wise. So with that, folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow evening.